to more. But I come from, you know, I come from that background. I was born in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, that was my next question. Yeah. What are your ties with Southeast Asia? Why is it so close to your heart?
Well, I'm not really a European. I mean, I may look it, but my family left Europe in the 1870s, 1880s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my great-great-grandparents, first of all, they left the first Zionist movement into Palestine. But they weren't farmers. There weren't any use as that. And they spent 10 years. And then they got on a boat, I think the only one they could afford, and they arrived in Singapore.
Oh.
Five children, clothes they were standing up in, speaking Yiddish and a little Russian.
Oh.
So in many ways, I know what a refugee is. And they had good times and they had bad times.
Yes, I can imagine.
And then they went, then the next generation, or great-grandfather just got it, Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
And from then in Shanghai, it was up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved my grandparents. My grandfather was born in Palestine, in quite near Jaffa.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandparents were married in Shanghai in 1901.
Okay.
And as young people, they went to work for the Sassoons, which was a great big Jewish entrepreneur. In fact, and they went to India.
Okay. To India?
Yes, they lived in Bombay and then in Calcutta.
Okay.
And then my grandfather thought that he could branch off and become his own man and have his own business.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved to Bangkok.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's where that's where my father was born, in Bangkok.
Okay.
And my grandparents had a small hotel. And they imported whiskey, or was it brandy? I can't remember.
Mm.
And then there were troubles in Bangkok, and it was difficult for them.
Okay.
And they moved back to Shanghai.
Okay.
And then in 1927, they moved to Hong Kong.
Oh, that's
and
incredible.
And that's where I came in.
Yes.
But sometimes we were well off, and sometimes we were dirt poor. But my father, he's not English, of course. The Second World War came, and he enlisted the British, although he didn't have to.
Okay.
And he got caught by the Japanese, of course, and spent 3.5 years in a Japanese camp.
Mm.
And he did say, well, he wrote a diary which he hid, but I have it. He wrote it 3 or 4 times a week in the diary. Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But he said how they were saved by just a few Red Cross parcels.
Mm.
Just a little. Some of the parcels were not what they needed. They needed protein. They needed food.
Yeah.
And they didn't need toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
It was a source of constant annoyance right through his life.
I can imagine.
But he survived. And and then he... I got interested in giving to the poor, because you remember our family... We may have appeared very rich, but we'd also been very poor.
Mm.
And I think this had made a real effect on me. I knew that some of it was just luck, whether you were rich or poor.
The wheel can turn. And
wheel turns.
Mm. Mm.
And when I was in a Catholic school in Hong Kong, Maronal Sisters School.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, Sister Anne Carroll said... oh, would any of you want to work during the summer holidays? You're not doing anything. To see the refugee camp.
Okay.
And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. I'd go off and see that. And another friend of mine, Jane Ho, she was Portuguese, Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
We both spent 3 or 4 times a week in there.
Okay.
And that was really, we were 14. That opened my eyes. I think they opened hers too.
Mm.
We were giving out rice distributions, and I remember this rice in the bags, and they were dirty old bags, a really rubbish rice as far as I was in. People were fighting for it.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a real eye-opener in those refugee camps.
Which were not too far from where you were living, I guess.
No. Yeah. And when I was very small in Hong Kong, you'd look out the window and I would see these people building their homes out of any old driftwood they could find. I mean, it was appalling. Nothing in Europe, except if you were immediately after the war, would have seen that. My father felt the same way, and he was always giving to the poor, and there was no beggar that didn't get something from my father, with the standard thing. And then one day on television they were showing these cages where people were living in Hong Kong, elderly people. They still are.
Wow.
They're just 6 foot by 3 cages.
So is it like prisons?
Yeah, because that's the only thing they could afford. My father said, this is crazy, we shouldn't have this in Hong Kong, blah, 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 blah. And he and Father Burke, a Catholic, they started it. And they managed to get the land off the government to build this really remarkable building.
Oh, like old age homes.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was. You can look it up. It's on Google. But my father was the most amazing fundraiser. I mean, he would take, I remember one occasion, this lady, billionaire, lovely lady, I'm not suggesting anything. He said, Betty, let's go off and look at this new project. The government has given us this land, and I need the money for building the building.
Yeah.
And she was beautifully dressed in Chanel, you know, these lovely little shoes, and chauffeur driven. And he said, well, it's going to be better if we walk. So the chauffeur would go slowly behind, and it was 40 degrees in Hong Kong and very humid, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And she saw some of the building work, and my father was getting more and more excited. I'd say, well, you walk along that plank there, be careful, you might
stop. Yeah.
after about 15, 20 minutes of this, she said, Leah, here's my checkbook. How much?
Okay. she had enough.
She had enough. She paid for the building. It was millions.
Amazing. Wow.
And it's still, so it's called Helping Hand, that charity.
Okay.
And it's still going. It's still going for old people in Hong Kong. And so
that's beautiful.
It's a nice story.
Yes, really, really nice. Wow, such a legacy from your dad.
Yes.
Wow, beautiful.
Because he had experienced real poverty, you know, and that, I don't think anyone in the West knows what it's like.